Really happy now to be joined once again by Marblehead softball coach Johnny Golden. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
Good, good. Pleasure to be on.
Well, you got to be doing well. I mean, you guys off to a fabulous start on Friday. And it says you beat Beverly 12-0 in six innings. Now, that six-inning rule, is that because of the score?
Yeah, it's the score.
Okay. All right. So after a certain point, you don't have to go to that seventh inning. What is it, a 10-run difference?
It's a 12-run difference.
12-run difference. All right, and that's what it was, 12-0. Coach, a good start for you guys, obviously, and I know that I want to hear about the game and a recap from it, but also I know that in a game like that, there's a lot of good, but I'm sure there's also a lot of stuff that you've made notes on that you want to talk to the team about. So let's start with the good news, man. Tell me a little bit about that game.
Well, you know, it was a good game for us. And to start with, I think Beverly was a very young team. So, you know, you got to put it all in the proper perspective here to look at it. And we got great pitching from Lauren Donovan. She was, you know, pretty dominant on the mound. She gave up four hits, struck out 11, no walks. So, you know, she had control and she had speed, and that was great. And we got a lot of, you know, strong hits, especially by our first baseman, Ashley Maud, who had a great game. She pounded out two triples that both would have been out of our park because Beverly's new stadium does not have a fence right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful field, but there's no fence yet. But I believe both of those would have been out of the Marblehead Park. So she hit two big triples, and she also had two singles, and she did a great job. And all in all, you know, we got timely hits from others, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And Lila Walton, who's also a basketball player at Marblehead, Lila was 3-for-3. She did a great job, and she's our center fielder. So, you know, that's the good. The bad, I don't think we played very well defensively in the outfield, and they're all new outfielders, former infielders that we put out there. And that's a bit of a problem coming. When kids come out of Little League or the Junior League, your best players are usually infielders or your pitchers and catchers. And what happens is they get to high school and the outfield's just as important.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to redevelop kids. So, you know, we have a lot of work on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where to properly line themselves to get to the ball correctly, move to the ball, things like that. But, you know, we'll work on that. But all in all, it was a nice way to start, and today we'll have our hands filled. We play a real good Gloucester team. I know they're good. I know their players are very well coached by John, and they're tough, gritty kids, so the game's at Marblehead, and it's going to be a tough game for us, and we'll see how good we are after this game.
Well, they're going to be a little hungry, too, I think. They got shut out by Danvers, I think it was.
Excuse me, Peabody.
Peabody, that's right. Okay, Peabody. Yeah, I think they got shut out 4-0. So
right.
Yeah, and the weather looks spectacular as we record this.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, John. I want to ask you about pitching because in softball, men's or women's softball, pitching sort of seem, you know, right up the middle, pitching, catching, and then as you mentioned, you know, the outfield, but center field in particular, shortstop, second base, up the middle. But pitching, from what I've seen, is the absolute key in softball. Now, in baseball, they're going to go to a pitch count and all that this year. Are there rules in softball for that as well?
No, not at all.
So you can pitch if a kid has a rubber arm and she says, "Coach, I'm fine." Then and you know, and you use her for six innings, one game. You can bring her right back next game.
Yeah, and you know, my oldest daughter Kate is she's 38 today, but she was a high school pitcher. And the thing is, it's actually a very natural motion
mm-hmm.
coming underneath, and they don't get the stress put on them as a baseball pitcher does.
Yeah, it's that windmill, and it's sort of you just let it go at the right place.
Yeah. Right.
But you can also do stuff with it, right? With the ball control and curves and drops and all that stuff?
Absolutely. A good high school pitcher, and Lauren Donovan, who we have, is one. She has a drop. She has a curve, changeup, fastball. She even has a screwball, but, you know, there's only so much we're going to throw in.
Yeah, yeah.
Any of these kids that go to pitching coaches today, they have a lot of other things besides a fastball.
Hmm, okay. Now, what about, and finally, Coach, with respect to this particular threat I'm on here, catching, how important is the catcher in terms of what the pitcher does? And I don't know whether you call pitches, whether you do, the catcher does, or whatever, but I'm talking about in terms of handling the pitcher and having the pitcher be confident in your catcher. You have to have a lot of experience back there, or is it something you can break these kids into?
No, I think you need the experience. If you're lucky, and we are very lucky, our catcher is the other captain. It's Jolie Quintana. And she and Lauren have been together as a group now for 4 years. They're actually more than that because they played together in the junior leagues and the senior leagues. It's very, very important. Jolie, forget the defensive part of having a strong arm. She knows exactly where to set up. She occasionally will call a pitch or two, but most of the calls come from Todd Norman, who coaches with me.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd calls the pitches during the game. And it's not that Jolie can't, but we don't want her to sit there and have to worry about that either.
Yeah. Well, this, forgive my ignorance, but this is new to me. Usually Bill handles this stuff, and I'm trying to learn as we go along. So it certainly makes sense that a coach would do that. It makes it easier all the way around. So everybody has to be on the same page, and I appreciate that. And thanks for...
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm lucky, because we have a great catcher. She's going to play next year at Suffolk. Her coaches called me, and I've spoken, and she's really, really good. I'll say it. She's the best catcher I ever coached.
All right. I think you did say that. Okay, that's Johnny Gold, who is the Marblehead High School softball coach. They're playing today, so I got to make sure I get this thing posted right away. This is MSO News Sports.